Deuteronomy, chapter 33. And this is the blessing with which Moses the man of God blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir unto them, he shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints are in your hand, and they sat down at your feet, everyone shall receive of your words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live, and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah, and he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people, let his hands be sufficient for him, and be a help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you did test at Massah, and with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed your word, and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments, and Israel your law, they shall put incense before you, and whole burnt sacrifice upon your altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands, strike the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, and the deep lying beneath, and with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon, and with the chief things of the ancient mountains, and with the precious things of the lasting hills, and with the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of a wild ox, with them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the 1,000s of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and, Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain, there they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall partake of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlarges Gad, he dwells as a lion, and tears the arm and the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, with the portion of a lawgiver, was he seated, and he came with the heads of the people, he executed the justice of the Lord, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess you the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your shoes shall be iron and bronze, and as your days, so shall your strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rides upon the heaven to your help, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone, the fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of grain and wine, also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency. And your enemies shall submit unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places.